Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with one of my dear friends, Miss Haley Ringo Price.
Hi, I'm so excited. This is my first time. Thank you for having me on.
That's crazy. It's your first time. Welcome to the show.
I know. Well, I'm honored to be here with you and just talk shop today. Do whatever we want to do.
Same. I can't believe that your name is Haley Ringo Price now. Like, that feels so weird to say out loud.
I know. I just went through all the, I was telling you this briefly, but I'm going through the whole name change thing, which is a nightmare. But it is going out. My social security card changed. So it is basically, I'm official.
I've heard it's such a pain in the ass.
It is. But I found this company on Etsy. And basically they do like, I think it's called like namechange.com. I mean, honestly, something so generic. But they basically, you pay like $35. They give you a PDF of everything. You put in all your information. And they give you a PDF of like what you need to fill out. And they make it super easy. So that's what I did.
Oh, it's like instructions, kind of.
Instructions, yeah. So like because you have to do your social security card, your driver's license, like all your banks, all your, literally everything, which is a nightmare. And I would have no idea what to do.
And of course the woman has to do it.
Yeah, of course the woman has to do it.
Like, we have to do everything.
No, we are just far superior than
We have to carry their children. Oh my God. We have to take their last name.
Oh my God. It's just, yeah, we carry the burden of the world.
Yeah, we carry the weight of the relationship.
Because like, you know, the universe knew that men couldn't do it.
But yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding. I love men. I love you guys. But
sort of.
But we are definitely superior. So,
okay, well, for someone that doesn't know who you are, obviously I talk about Haley all the time on the pod and off the pod. She's one of my really good friends. But why don't you do a little intro of yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, like where are you from?
Okay, yeah. Oh, perfect. I'm originally from Texas. Mm-hmm. This ain't no Texas. love it. And I went to UT in Austin. Then I moved. Hook'em Horns, baby. Then I moved to Nashville for a hot second. And then I moved to LA in 2017. Was there until like a year and a half ago, right? 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And then, so now I live in Nashville. Lived there for 2 years. I love it. But we're moving to Denver for my husband's company. And then I'm actually going to be moving back here part-time. Thank God, because I missed you guys so much. I'm ready to be back in my like creative girly pop space with y'all. So
I can't wait to have you like on speed dial just to hang out with, in real life. Because I feel like we talk quite a bit.
Yeah.
For like you living so far away, we talk quite a bit.
Yeah, no, we do. And also, like, even the other night, we all went out to Bavel.
I say Bavel.
Oh my God. Okay.
Bavel.
Bavel. Well, I'm from Texas, so we say Bavel.
But I don't know if I'm saying it right.
No.
It's either Bavel or Bavel. I think it's Bavel.
I think Bavel sounds chicer, so we're going to go with Bavel. Bavel. We went to Bavel the other night.
We're hillbillies.
It was just so nice being back with all the girls. Like, I miss that so much. And it made me so nostalgic. And even all the people that were at my wedding that y'all know, they were DMing me and they were like, wait, I have FOMO. Like, I want to be there because it's just such a good, I feel like we have such a solid girl group,
yeah,
like girl gang, which I'm so thankful for, because what the fuck would I do without my girlies? So yeah, I'm excited to move back here part time and be back in the swing of things. And I miss the fast paced lifestyle that LA has. So ready to get grinding.
What do you mean fast paced?
Tennessee, like Nashville specifically, is a huge music industry. So I'm not saying people don't work hard there. People work their asses off in Nashville. But it's a lot more, I mean, it's the South. It's a lot more chill, calm. People are a lot more chill, a lot nicer typically. Mm-hmm. The traffic is less crazy. It's just a lot more calming to live. But
more
also,
space.
More space. But also, there's not this like overall sense, like in LA and New York specifically, like specifically LA, people are here for a reason. So you have a lot of transplants. They're here to like, you know, be successful, whatever that could be, whatever they're doing. In Nashville, a lot of people are from there originally, never left, or like are there for music, but it's just more chill. So I miss the grind and I miss being around people like you guys that are also working all the time. I mean, it can get exhausting, but I miss it encourages me and it like spurs me on to work harder. So I've told you that. Like the first day I was here, I was like, God, TK's working on a Sunday, which I don't miss. But also I'm like, this inspires me and I need to, you know, get it popping.
Yeah. So every time I go home, I deal with the same thing. I feel like I'm a slob, like every time I go home.
Yeah.
And it's just because I'm relaxing, which should be normal.
Yeah.
But in LA, there is this hustle and bustle about it that is awesome. And it really makes you perform to the best of your abilities. Like it makes you grind and do things you wouldn't normally do,
yeah,
which is
100%.
Awesome when you're surrounded by people that are, you know, trying to be the best they can as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just a different culture here than it is in Nashville. And one's not better than the other. I just missed this one. So it's nice being back.
What are some things that you really enjoy about living in Nashville?
The food. My God. I live in East Nashville. So that's like the food scene. And my husband, Brian, and I are, you know, this like such foodies. And so I have, that's all we do is like go out and eat. And that's, you know, there's live music. I love that about Nashville. The live music's incredible. The people are so kind. I've made some really good friends there as well who I love dearly. And I just think it's more wholesome. You know, if you like want to raise kids and have a family, Nashville's a great place to do that. And we do want to do that. Obviously, I do want kids one day, but I am not ready fully.
Speaking of your husband, Brian.
Yes, my angel baby, the love of my life.
I want to talk a little bit about your guys' relationship.
Yes.
And, I mean, you're literally married now, but it was not an easy path to getting here.
No, it was not.
And I want to talk about it because I feel like a lot of the girlies and the dirty forkers that, you know, follow and listen to this podcast are in their mid-20s. They're trying to find their person. They're in situationships. They're doing the thing. They're putting themselves out there. They're on the apps, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think your story is so good for people to hear because it wasn't all rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah, not at all. No, and I haven't talked about this on like in depth on a podcast yet or really in public at all. So let's dive into it.
So Haley, how did you meet your husband, Brian?
So I met Brian. I was shooting a wedding. I've been a wedding photographer for 12 years. And I was shooting one of my friend's weddings that I went to high school with, who he played lacrosse with at Air Force Academy. And so I was photographing this wedding. It was a wild wedding. Like, the people were going crazy. So I was not in the mood. I was in work mode. I was like, I don't want to talk to men. But one of my family friends was there. A lot of them were there. And she came up and she was, you know, like, you have to meet Brian. He's my favorite one of Nate's friends. Who is another friend from home. And basically Brian just stood there and was like, from my recollection, like really awkward. But
he was just a guest at the wedding?
He was just a guest at the wedding.
Was he a groomsman?
No, he wasn't a groomsman.
He was just a guest.
He was just a guest. But he was in his dress uniform, like their Air Force uniform or whatever.
Okay.
And he was just like very formal, very proper, kind of shy. And he's like 6'2", so he's like tall. But he was like obviously very good looking. So I'm like, who is this slightly like awkward man, not really talking, you know, whatever. That's how we met. But then.
So the family friend was like, oh, Haley, you need to meet Brian.
She was like, he's my favorite one of Nate's friends. And she was trying to set him up.
What did he say?
Well, Brian actually had gone to her and asked to be introduced. But I didn't know that at the time.
Okay.
He literally didn't say much. Like, I'm not kidding. He just, from my recollection, just stood there like, because she was, you know, when someone's introducing somebody and they're like going on and on about all their qualities. Yeah. And it's awkward because you're like, yeah, that's true. Like, what do you say?
Yeah.
So he knowing him now, that like he was just uncomfortable and like slightly awkward. But I get it. So then basically he asked me to dinner that night, but I was working. And so I was trying to be professional. And I was like, I don't go on dates with people like clients essentially. And he was like, well, I'm not a client. And I was like, well, we're at a wedding, so no. And then the next day, this is what I was telling you.
Ballsy.
He's very ballsy. You know Brian. Like once
Yeah, I know, but I'm just thinking like how old were you guys too?
So I was 26 and he was 28. He's 2 years older.
Okay.
So yeah.
So at the wedding, like at what point in the wedding was he like, I want to take you to dinner?
Well, he had seen me at the church and he like I had my both cameras on me and he thought I was like older and like he thought I was like in my 30s, which I was like, okay, I would normally take that as an offense, but he meant it in like the way I carried myself. So okay. I was like, okay. And then towards the end of the reception is when he asked me out, like when I met him.
And he wanted to get dinner that night?
No, not that night, just like later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then but I said no in a nice way. But then the next day, and I told you this, I was like, and for girls everywhere, guys everywhere, like if you want to meet people, you got to like go out of your house and like do things. And I was kind of like going through a depressive state. I was like dating. I was talking to a few people on dating apps, but nothing was serious. I was like over men. I'd gotten out of a relationship that I wasn't happy in. And I was just like, wah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
And I remember I was crying to my mom the next morning. And I was just like, I just don't know if I'm ever going to find my husband. Like, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I really think you should go to Hermosa. Like, a lot of my friends were in town from home. And she was like, you'll have so much fun. So my mom actually convinced me to go out. Thank God I did, because Brian ended up being there, and he...
Wait, was the wedding in L.A.?
The wedding was in L.A.
I did not know
this.
And
then because I was friends with the bride and groom from home and, like, a bunch of people there, they invited me to come out to party with them in Hermosa.
Because it was the day after the wedding, and they're all here. Okay,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, everyone's, like, hungover and trying to hair the dog. So they used to call it the poop deck in Hermosa. I don't even know if it's still there.
I know what you're talking about, though.
I don't even know what it's called, actually, but the poop deck. And so we're all partying there, and Brian comes up, and I have this video on my phone, actually, where he's like, I don't want to talk to your phone. I want to talk to you. And I was, like, nervous because I felt like I knew he was going to ask me out again, but he did. And then I didn't say no. I was like, yeah, like, at some point, well, I was kind of
What did he say?
He was like, I would really love to take you out to dinner. And I said... maybe sometime. Like, I said some, like, roundabout answer. Fast forward, I'm going to, like, speed this up. I end up driving him and Nate home, you know, to their place, like, 2 blocks away. But this matters later. This detail matters later. Then I don't give him my number. Like, we don't exchange numbers. 2 weeks later, you were there, I think. We all went out. This was, like, right before Coachella, and I had pink hair. I had just dyed my hair pink.
Okay.
And we go out to Mackay. Remember we used to go to Mackay?
Yeah.
And we would do hip-hop, like the hip-hop nights? Okay. I'm pretty sure you were there. There was like 15 of us. Lexi, I know you were there. And basically he showed up. I had invited Nate and Richie and all these guys whose wedding I was at because I knew that they would bring him.
And they did.
And I kind of like low-key internally wanted to see him. And so he showed up and he was like stone cold sober. I was like three tequila sodas deep, dancing on the dance floor, and he comes over and he goes like dead serious in Brian fashion. Hi, I'm Brian. And I go, dude, I literally met you. Like, I gave you a ride home. And he laughed and he was like, you're right. I'd really love to take you to dinner. And I was like, okay. But I was drunk.
So this is now the third time.
This is now the third fucking time, which I was not. I was so annoying, but I wasn't trying to be annoying. I was just like drunk and whatever. And I guess I like ran away. He like asked for a number and I was like, you can get it from my friend, which is such a fucking annoying answer, right? Like, my God. So I apparently he's like trying to get my number from the bride, the other bride who had just got married. Her name was also Haley. And she was like, Brian, I'm not giving you her number. Like, she did not say that. And he was like, yes, she did. So fast forward, she ends up giving him my number. And she's like, hey, can I give Brian your number? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Then he doesn't text me for a week, which I was like, but it worked, dude, because then I'm all of a sudden
intrigued. Then you're like, why isn't he texting me?
I'm like, why isn't he texting me?
It does work. That does work.
Yeah, which Brian
This is a classic, like, millennial love story.
No, I know. Oh, my God. So then he doesn't text me. And so I text Haley, and I'm like, why the fuck has he not texted me yet? And she's like, wait, what? I don't know. Let me text him right now. I get a text, like, 45 seconds later. Hello, Miss Ringo. Like, so formal from this random number. It's Brian. And he asked me out on a date. Then for the next like 2 to 3 months, we're trying to go on dates, but he was in space programs for the Air Force at this point. So he was at the Pentagon like every weekend, and I was shooting weddings like every weekend. So we just kept missing each other, and we just like didn't make it a priority. I don't know, whatever. Neither here nor there. The main part where we like really connected was our mutual friend Sarah Penny had a housewarming party. And
were you guys texting though?
No,
in between?
So no, we weren't texting. And what's crazy is, which I've never shared this on anything. So before I even met Brian, and we've talked about this. I mean, you and I, you know this, but I like manifested the fuck out of him. I'm not kidding.
No, she did some woo-woo shit. You guys do manifest her husband.
Witchcraft and wizardry, okay? Because I made a whole list of like every single character trait I would want in a husband, down to like the size of their dick. I mean, I'm not kidding. I was like, perfect size penis for me. And because I was like, God knows what I need, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
My mom's gonna hate this. So then but I was like, can speak Spanish, has tattoos, has dark hair, has light eyes, is tall, is super warm when he walks into a room, like everyone feels his presence. Like, I was so fucking detailed.
You were violently specific. And I remember you saying that you did that, and I was like, part of me was like, okay, this girl's kind of crazy. And then part of me was like, this girl's also genius. And I should be doing this probably.
Yes. Well, so my human design is I'm a manifesting generator. I just found this out like a month ago, so I keep saying this. Like, I'm so annoying. But I think that's why I've always been such a proponent of manifestation. It works. Like, and if you speak things out and you pray over things, it literally puts into existence. So I did that. Also, I had just started therapy in January. I met Brian in March. In my first therapy session, my therapist tells me I'm going to marry somebody in the military. And I had just...
Shut up. I didn't know this.
Yes. I had just... Sadly, my cousin, like, I had a family member commit suicide who was in the military, like, really not long after. And so, or right before, I mean. So
right
I was
before
really,
the therapy?
Right before the therapy, like, 2 months before the therapy session. Awful. I know. And so, at the time, I was like, fuck no, I'm not doing that. Like, it was traumatic. I'm like, I'm not going to marry someone in the military. Mm-hmm, fuck people up, whatever. And she was like, okay, well, you are. And then.
Your therapist?
My therapist, yes. But she was like a.
Like,
new
therapist?
Agey. Yeah, for sure. Okay. She was, like, definitely psychic. She was amazing.
How does she know that?
She was incredible. Her name's Drew. But she,
cool name.
Yeah, she told me that, and I wrote it down in my journal. I used to journal all the time. And also, before I met Brian, one of my other friends, Bethany, who you know,
yeah,
who is like also super spiritual, and she basically told me one day that God told her that her husband's name was Jason, and I was like, no, he did not. Like, that is not. God does not do that. And she was like, I mean, okay, but it worked for me. Like, so then, you know, me, I'm like, well, I'm going to try it. So I go back home and I'm like meditating and I'm like, you know, just trying to sit there in quiet and pray. And I asked God, and I literally feel like I heard him say, and I wrote this down in my journal. This is before I met Brian. Okay. I heard him say the name Brian. And I have it in my, I've never told you this.
No.
I have it in my journal and I wrote B-R-I, I spelled his name wrong. I put B-R-I-A-N and I wrote, I don't like this name. The only Brians I know are Richie Sapp. Okay, Richie Sapp's wedding is the one that I went to where I met Brian. Are Richie Sapp's dad and my cousin's husband. And that's like all I have. That was in probably like January, February, not quite sure. Then literally March 2nd or 3rd is when, or 1st is when they got married. And that's the wedding that I met Brian at. But
did
I don't,
you put connect
no,
the dots?
No, I did not connect the dots until after we broke up, which we'll get there. Like, just, you know, heard that and then, like, put it in the back of my head, forgot about it. Otherwise, I would have gone on the date with him, like, in 2 seconds.
But you wrote it down in your journal?
Yes, I have it in my journal.
We need a photo of it.
I know. Okay.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. I want to know, for someone that's listening and they're like, okay, what do you mean you manifested what you wanted? Can you be a little specific about what they should do if someone is wanting to manifest their husband?
Yes. So, I mean, obviously this can look different for everybody. Everybody can do that. There's not like a set way, I don't think. But the main two things are that you want to write things down, like physically pen and paper. And what I do is I write it down pen and paper and then I speak it out. So what I mean by that is, like, I say, I'm very spiritual. I'm not, like, religious based, but I'll say, like, God, thank you that, you know, my husband is tall. God, thank you that my husband, it has dark hair and light eyes and lots of tats. I'm not kidding. I would, like, go around my house and I would, like, speak these things out. So this could be with your job. This could be with, like, anything. It doesn't have to be relationships. It can be genuinely anything. You basically, the other thing that's key is making a vision board. So, like, I actually take, if you go on Pinterest, magazines, whatever, and you get pictures that represent, like, what goals and what you want to achieve and look, what you want your life to look like, and you actually physically have a visual in front of you to look at every day, as well as a list, and then speaking it out. Like, to me, that is, like, the trifecta that causes, that shifts things in the atmosphere and, like, literally puts it into place.
Which I agree, and it does work for all things. I use a lot of those things a lot with work, but I want to be specific about manifesting your husband. Like, what other things were you writing down regarding what you wanted in a man?
Okay, like, what did I put on my list? Other things besides the size of his dick? Okay, perfect. I also put, I mean, like, character matters so much to me. So I was like, is very humble, is very generous with his time, his money, everything. Like, not stingy. That is such a turnoff to me. That he, that my parents love him, that he gets along with my family, that I love his family. That he, gosh, I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I can literally send you the list, but my biggest things with my who I wanted to marry had to do with, like, their heart and their character, that they make me feel that when I'm with them, like, I feel the best version of myself, that they bring out the best qualities in me, that I don't feel like I have to dim my light being around them. And that was huge for me, because my whole life I've always had a big personality, and I was told by not only people I was dating, but like, people, friends, that I was too much. Literally, like, you are too much. I'm sure you've gotten this too, because we're similar in this way, and we have big personalities, and it always made me feel like shit, you know? And it made me feel like I wasn't good enough, or who I was wasn't okay.
Even, like, adults in my life. Just, like, I'm thinking of, like, coaches, teachers, just, like, of my friends' parents. It was always, like, you're too much, you're too much. Tone it down a little. Like, you know, men like this, so blah, blah, blah.
That's the biggest bullshit.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy, because, and I dated men who did not like who I was. And it, you can tell, like, you know, if you are in a relationship and you don't feel like the best version of yourself, then you need to get out of that relationship.
Absolutely.
It's easy as that.
Which is why I admire you and Brian so much, because he is obsessed with your crazy, over the top, fun, too much self.
Yeah, I know.
He's obsessed with you being too much.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, thank God, because it just makes me more me. I feel, he makes me feel so good about and confident about myself. And he's my biggest cheerleader. And your partner, your life partner, needs to be your biggest cheerleader. Like, I don't know. And marriage is hard. You know, you're going to refine each other. You have, it's going to pull out things and show bad sides of you and dark sides of you. And so you need to be with somebody that can, like, love and see those things, but also remind you of your value and how incredible of a person you are. So that was, like, what I was manifesting. I and it worked. And Brian is genuinely, and, like, we'll get to this, because obviously, you know, you were there for the whole breakup and it was brutal. But he is the most incredible, kindest, generous, just like the best hearted person I know.
Most fun. Most fun. So encouraging.
That's the other thing. We have so much fun
so
together.
So easy to talk to.
Yes. So easy to talk to. And we,
like, I don't want to offend him, but like he feels like one of the girls sometimes. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like I could talk to him about anything.
He can.
And I don't have to like bro it up when I'm with him. Like he's very in tune. For being like such a guy's guy, he's so in tune with his emotions.
Very. He's very sensitive.
Yes. Very, which is hot.
Yeah, it is. I remember our second date, I was at his house in Hermosa, and I like had gone outside. We were, you know, it was like party time in the summer. Like no one went to work. I don't know when we worked. And I went inside. I'd like gotten a drink downstairs, came back up, and he was talking with one of his friends, and they were both kind of like crying, not like intensely, but they're just having a deep convo. And I remember I thought, oh my God, I've never really seen men cry like this. Like, this is so crazy. And then I started crying because it made me like feel a certain
so
type of
you.
Way. I know. And then he came over and I like talk about this to so many people because I've talked about this to my therapist a bunch because it really impacted me a lot. He came over and hugged me and like held my head and he was like, it's so good to cry. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I've never had a man do that for me. Like, give me a safe space to feel and have emotion. And I was like, this is, you are perfect for me. Like, we need to get married. So we did.
Okay. So let's travel back a little because back to the story. So then Sarah Penny has a house party that Brian's at.
Yes. And so I had texted him the week prior being like, I mean, I had been thinking about him, but I said, are you going to be at this party? And he said, I don't know. Are you? And I said, yes. And he goes, well, it looks like I'm going. So then I'm nervous. All week I'm like, oh, my God. But I don't tell any of my friends. Like, I don't tell any of y'all about him, really, because I'm still, like, unsure about him, kind of.
Okay. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
For someone that's, like, I feel like we've all been there where we're like, okay, I kind of, like, have been thinking about this guy, right?
Yeah.
Looking back, are you like, oh, my God, I knew in my gut, like, he was my person at all?
I did. Yes, that night, but not like when I'm texting him this
Got
prior.
It.
I will say I felt so comfortable around him. Like I was not questioning anything. Like I was not overanalyzing text messages. I was literally just like being my total self, which it wasn't like he did anything in that moment to make me feel that way. I just energetically was like, oh, I'm good. I don't need to. And that's not me. I can overanalyze everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't text me for 4 hours and he says, hey, and I'm like, what's that mean? Like, I was the queen of that. And then with him, I wasn't at all. Like, I just didn't, I don't know. So we get to Sarah's house and I'm so nervous. My friends who I'm with are like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why are you? And I'm like, they're like, is there a guy here? And I was like, I mean, kind of, whatever.
Because Haley's the most confident, doesn't give a fuck type of girl. She'll like walk in and like do a dance move and like do the splits and like take a shot. Like you like.
Yes.
You just, the moral of the story is you don't care.
No,
you never act like weird.
Yeah, I don't.
You're
normally.
So social.
And I'm like literally so anxious. Like I'm going in and I'm like, fuck. Who answers the door? Brian. Brian answers the door. He's the first one there. And I literally just go, hi, and walk past him, like go outside. I'm like hiding. And I immediately down like 3 shots of tequila. I used to party a lot harder. I don't really drink anymore. But I was like hyping myself up in my head. I was like, you're a bad bitch. Get inside. Go talk to that man. And so I did. And
so you definitely had a crush on him then.
Oh, yeah. But I wasn't, again, it was like an internal, like it wasn't a conscious thought. I think it was kind of like a subconscious crush.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain that. But go inside and I ended up, his best friend was there. And, oh, apparently I was talking in a British accent for like the first half because Adam thought I was British until the next day when I met him again.
That
Sarah
makes sense.
Sarah Penny's husband. So I was fully being myself is what I'm trying to also say. And Brian and I connected. I was like obsessed with him. I was like trying to take a shirt off. There's a video of this at one point in the kitchen. And I knew, I think in that moment, I was like so drawn to him. I was like, what the fuck's going on? And I was like, I'm going home with this guy. And my friends were like, no, you're not. And I was like, yes, I am. Bye-bye. And like left the party with him. And we go back to his place. We had a great time. And then the next morning, he's like, I'm like frantic because he's like, you want to go down to the beach? We're going to have like a beach day. And I was like, yeah, but I'm wearing the same clothes from the night before. And it's like a short mini yellow dress with like booties and not beachy. So I like run to Free People. I'm like trying to find a fucking outfit last minute. Can't find anything. Go back. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to wear the same thing. Get down to the beach thinking it's just going to be me, Brian, and Nick Ruby and like a few other people. It's the entire party from the night before. So I'm... And Brian and I actually didn't even hook up that night, like, fully. So, like, I'm, like, doing this full walk of shame without even having done anything. And I'm, like, what's up, guys? Like, hey.
And hey, everyone, it's me again.
Yeah, hey, guys. Everyone's like, ooh, like, how's y'all's night? You know? And I was like, shut the fuck up. So then we basically, from then on, like, I'm not kidding. I went back home for, like, one night, like, Saturday night. And then Sunday, this is how crazy I was and, like, how much I didn't give a fuck. Like, I was not overanalyzing anything. I literally, Sunday morning, woke up, packed a bag, like, an overnight bag. He had not invited me over or anything. Drove to his place in Hermosa, texted him on the way. I was like, hey, I'm coming over. And he was like, hey, okay.
This is insane.
It's insane. He's like, okay. And then I get there and I like his best friend, Brad, who you know now, yes, who's like hilarious. God, Brad, we fucking love you. I go upstairs and I'm like, hey, guys. And I guess our mutual friend, Nate, was like, dude, you need to take her on like a real date. So Brian, I'm in cutoff shorts, a crop top and Air Force Ones. And Brian's like, I'd never been in the chart house. And he was like, let's go to the chart house. And I'm like, okay, like, is this okay what I'm wearing? And he was like, yeah, it's a really fancy restaurant, okay? And Brian goes in, like, showers, comes back out in, like, a really nice outfit. He, like, loves fashion, loves dressing up. And I'm like, why do you look so nice? And he was like, oh, no, I just like to dress like this, whatever. We get to the chart house. It is, like, full-blown.
Such a guy thing to
such
say.
Such a fucking guy thing. It is white tablecloth, like, you know, China cutlery and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I look crazy. Ended up being fine, but at that dinner I sat across from him and I swear on my life that was when I knew I was gonna marry him, because I felt like I knew him in another life. And I've felt that with two other people, Margaret and then my friend Kendall, who I've told you about, where I in a past life I knew them somehow.
Yeah.
And I just can't explain it other than I just felt so connected to him and so at ease. And then basically I like moved in with him, I'm not kidding. And we had like a full-blown love affair for 2 months and then we broke up.
Because you broke up with him.
Yes, I broke up with him. So
why did you break up with him?
So this is like the whole other story. But I grew up, you know, pretty Christian. But my parents were like pretty chill about it growing up. And then as later in life, like in college and post-college, went to some churches that I would arguably say were cults. And got like really brainwashed. And it was, you know, very unhealthy. But I had this mindset of like, so Brian's Jewish, as you know. So my whole life, I had been told in these churches I was going to that, like, if he wasn't a Christian and he didn't love Jesus, then I couldn't be with them, which is, like, so fucked up. And I honestly internally didn't feel that way. Like, I didn't really believe the majority of the things that I was saying I believed. I was just saying that I believed them to, like, fit in. And obviously, clearly, God knew, like, exactly what I needed because I married the man of my dreams. But I had to get over, like, a lot of this religious trauma that I experienced. And sadly, Brian's dad had passed from pancreatic cancer the year prior. And so he was also dealing with like a lot of grief that he wasn't really dealing with. Mm-hmm. And so basically, we both needed that time. But I'm the one that initiated the breakup because I felt like I couldn't be with him. And my dad, actually, who like never previously gave me relationship advice ever, called me and was like, you really need to look at his character. And because he's an incredible person. And I think you're making a mistake.
And not his religious views.
And coming from my dad, that obviously meant a lot. But I still went through with it. Then the next day we got back together.
I remember you coming over and being like,
oh my God. Oh my God. I forgot you were there.
You were like, yeah, I just broke up with him. And we were like, what? Why?
Yeah. Yeah,
we were like, he's so awesome. Like, why would you break up with him? You're like, because he's Jewish.
I know, guys. And it's so, it like hurts. It honestly, like, I know we've gotten past it now, but like, it really hurt him for so long. Mm-hmm. And it hurt me too, because that's just not actually who I am. But mm-hmm. I was so dealing with like a lot of just brainwash. I don't know how to explain it other than that. Like, it just gets so in your head that, like, especially when you're in these churches that are really intense and do mm-hmm. operate like a cult, like, it's hard to like get out of these mindsets.
Well, also, there are people that are super religious and they want to date and marry someone that has the same religion as them. That's totally up to them. Like, there's Jewish people that want to marry other Jewish people. Yeah. I have a ton of Jewish friends that would prefer to marry someone Jewish. There's Muslim people that want to marry just Muslim people. I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, oh my gosh, this guy is such a catch. Like, you have such amazing chemistry and connection. And I didn't realize it was that big of a deal for you, like the whole religion aspect. Yeah. Like, I was like, really? That's the reason?
Well, I know, because that's not me.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not who I was to my core, or even really who I presented as. But mm-hmm. in my head, I was dealing with a lot of like confusion. Mm-hmm. And so basically, yeah, we broke up. We got back together the next day, remember? And then a week later, I did it again. And Brian, being the incredible person that he is, was like, I'm really sad. Like, I really like you a lot. I mean, we were like in love at this point. But he was like, but I understand, and you got to do what is best for you at the end of the day. Like, so mature, so kind. Then the part that is, you know, the drama that you and I experienced that you were there for was the next 7 months of me trying to get him back and him saying no. Like, I physically showed up to his house 3 different times.
Because she was literally insane.
No, I mean, I am insane, obviously. <Yeah. laughs> but it worked. So,
yeah.
No, but I tried to get him back for like 7 months. My biggest advice with that was like, I should have just like let him do his thing and like let it go, because he would have probably come back in my life a lot sooner. I do think everything happens for a reason, and the timing was like perfect because he was dealing with a lot of grief from his dad.
Absolutely.
I was dealing with like a lot of trauma from religion stuff, which I was dealing with in therapy. But at the same time, I was like so certain that he was my person and my husband. And so
certain to the point where all of our friends were like, you're DeLulu. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, when a guy is just like clearly showing every sign that he's not interested. And like Haley would be like, well, I'm going to go to his house tonight. And we were like, no, like he is giving you every sign. Like, she was just doing insane shit, which like now looking back is funny because they're literally married. But like at the time, she was like, do you think I should do this? Like, I've texted him 7 times. Like, shouldn't I text him again? We were like, no.
I know.
Like, don't text him again.
I know.
Like, and like, don't FaceTime again. Like, don't go to his house right now. Like, he clearly doesn't want that.
Yeah. He was not giving me anything.
He was giving nothing.
He was giving 0%.
And she was like, I'm going to give it all.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm.
Like, she, you were insane.
Yeah, I know. No. What's that song? It's like the no way. Like, I'm living without you. And that was me. And because in that play, he literally, like, the guy actually fucks her over and she's like, but I love you. That was me.
You were so sure and
so
confident
sure.
that this man was your husband. And I was like, you're insane.
Also, this is going to sound so crazy, but I mean, I was having like a lot of affirmations throughout. So there was. I was driving on the highway at one point, and this is when I was like really having to, I mean, I was fucking depressed as fuck. Like, I was so sad.
She was so, every so conversation sad. Was about Brian.
Oh my gosh, I was so annoying. You know those friends, like, I mean, we've all had them. I was this person where they don't ever shut the fuck up about their boyfriend or their ex, and you're like, all right, it's 7 months in, like, let it the fuck go. And I couldn't do it. I mean, I was just so, so heartbroken. And I was like in my car one day, and I was praying, and I was like, Do I need to move on? Because like all these, I don't know what to do. And I have not had this experience with his dad or really with any like a with any sort of like presence other than God, where I felt like they were clearly talking to me. And I was driving on like in Studio City, and I was getting the left hand lane. And so clearly, I know this sounds bizarre, but I heard his dad say, like, everything's going to work out. And I start sobbing because I'd never had an experience like that where I like heard a voice. I mean, I probably, everyone's gonna think I'm fucking crazy on this thing, but
I mean, you're married to him.
But
so.
Like it, I heard it. So I am also very spiritual and I am very in tune with things. But I heard this voice and I knew it wasn't like this God voice. It was like his dad talking to me. And so after that, I was like, okay, like whatever. But then that's what helped me. I got back on dating apps. I got back on Raya and I started dating loosely term. It was like COVID was about to happen, or like maybe COVID had just hit. COVID hadn't happened yet. Okay, yeah. So I'm talking to this guy who I won't name, but Brian, because of like the industry he was in, Brian and all their friends knew exactly who he was, which worked for my benefit.
He was cool from the guy's POV.
Super. I mean, he is a very good looking guy, like successful. And I made sure that my friend Sarah let Brian know that I was like talking to this guy. Anyways, Brian shows up at my house the next day. Like, literally, he finds out that night, and then he shows up at my doorstep the next
Haley
day.
That Haley was talking to this really cool guy.
Yeah.
And Brian found out, and literally the next day, he shows up.
After 7 months of fucking drama. And so I'm like...
Of literally ghosting. Like, no response.
God, I literally thought he was a sociopath.
And he shows up at your house.
I was like, is this guy a sociopath? Like, I don't know what's happening. He shows up at my house, so half of me is really pissed off. The other half is like, I love you, you know? And we ended up... That's how we got back together. We basically had a week of just, like... He wasn't staying over, but he'd come and we would like talk through. And I was so honest because by that point, I was kind of done. I was like, you've treated me like shit for 7 months and I know I hurt you really bad, but also you've hurt me now. And like, I want to know. And he basically said to me, I know who you are. I know what kind of person you are. And I'm not just trying to date you to date you. Like, I want to do this for long term. Mm-hmm. And so we did. We got back together.
How old were you guys at this point?
Yeah. So I was 27. He was 29. We got back together. COVID hit. So we're like together 24/7. And
you basically moved in.
We did move in together.
Yeah.
And then, and at this point, I'm like on cloud fucking nine, right? I'm like, this point. I've been on cloud nine since, but
and keep in mind, like, me being one of Haley's close friends and the rest of our friend group being like so immersed in this Brian drama, we like couldn't even stand hearing his name.
Oh, they hated
him.
They hated him.
I was like, we were like, how the literal fork?
Yeah.
Could you let this guy that's been ghosting you for 7 months?
Yeah, yeah.
And treating you like absolute garbage and stringing you along sometimes.
Yes, yes, he did.
Like, how could you ever let, like, take him back?
Yeah.
Like, we were like, you were so dumb.
Yeah.
We were just over it.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, like, it was just... Your guys' relationship really taught me patience within, like, a friendship. And, like, letting my girlfriends do whatever the fork they want, ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, you can give as much advice, like, as you want. But at the end of the day, it's like, you're not, I'm not dating him.
Yeah.
Like, you are.
Yeah. And people are going to do whatever they want to do.
And, like, the thing is, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, like, I mean, me just speaking on behalf of myself, I don't know about our friends, but, like, for me, I wasn't, like, mad. I was just like, how the literal fork could you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't want you to be stupid.
Yeah.
Type
no,
of thing.
I know. And I would have been the same way. Like, this is, it's crazy talking about it, like, because it, all this happened, but also like
we didn't know this was going to be her husband. We were like, how could you take this guy back? Which, like, he had his own reasons, whatever. But like, just being a protective friend, we were like, and we had heard about it. We had heard the bad.
And that was the thing too. Like, because he wasn't talking to me, I didn't know what he was going through. So he was dealing with, like, a lot of grief
from
his dad.
And neither did we. Like,
no one did. And so we were just interpreting how he was acting, like, with what we
could.
Like
a douche. We were like, oh, he's such a fuckboy.
Right, right, right.
When in reality, he was dealing with, like, really intense grief and stuff.
And so it was, it was just crazy. But so basically, we got back together. We, like, moved in together. And then he deployed to Bahrain in May. And so we only were together for, like, a month and a half, 2 months before he deployed. But right before he deployed, he moved all of his stuff into my place. And then when he got back, he moved in with me on Beachwood, like in Hollywood. The rest is history. We got married and it's been, he's incredible. I mean, every relationship has its struggles, you know what I mean? And like marriage is hard, but I really highly recommend marriage. Like it's the best. It's just so fun. I get to hang, like we both work from home. So we hang out like 24/7 every day and I genuinely don't get tired of him. And so I just, you know, my biggest advice is like wait for the right person because you will find that. And then just be intentional about like manifesting it because it works. And don't settle for anything but what exactly you want in life. Like if you want a husband with four siblings who is from a Texas family who owns a ranch and, you know, has a lisp. Like something fucking random, you can have that. I mean, like, let's make it really specific and random.
Okay.
My point is you can have that. So a lisp. I don't know why I said that. But, well, you know, that's what I'm saying is, like, just be whatever you want you can have and do not settle.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people settling and it makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is there anything you wish you would have known earlier, like in your 20s when it comes to dating?
I mean, a lot of my dating, culture and my experience around dating was guided by religion. And so I just wish that I wouldn't have been in that culture.
Mm.
I don't really, that's the only thing because Brian and I were talking about this and I might have mentioned it to you. I wish that I dated around more growing up and I wish I had more fun. I was just too serious about dating and about everything. Like a lot of the churches I was involved in, everything has so much weight and they make everything so dramatic and it's like everything's so intentional. And until you're in that, it's like hard to explain, but like it just made me, I was so serious about every date that I went on. And I was so, you know, I was like, is this guy going to be my husband? Is this guy whatever? Maybe just go on dates and like fuck around and find out. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? And I kind of wish I did a little bit more of fucking around and finding out.
I could do more of that.
Yeah. It's like, it's just, it's not that deep. I think, you know, have fun, be intentional with like who you want to marry. But like, you know, also I could have spent a lot of my 20s just like partying a little bit more. And I was working a ton, which is good. But I really didn't have a ton of fun. Like I wish that I took more time for myself and with, you know, went on more trips to my girlfriends and dated around more. So I think it's really important to date around too because you find out what you like and what you don't like and what you'll put up with and what you won't put up with.
You've been staying with me for a week and so you've been hearing my dating chronicles.
Yes.
What advice would you give me when it comes to dating?
What I told you the other night, which is you got to just like put yourself, get out of your house or like, because you're not going to meet men that you want to marry probably at an influencer event, most likely.
No.
And so, which is, you know, it's hard. LA dating, though, is like, It's like its own beast.
It's like not even fair to even compare it to other regular dating.
Yeah. As I'm saying this now, I'm like, I honestly, my advice to you genuinely right now would to be more intentional with manifesting your who you want. It's hard to, I met Brian at a wedding. Keep in mind, like, weddings are good places to meet people, but like, unless you're a wedding photographer or going to them all the time, you're probably not going to like go to weddings a ton. And so, you know, it's, I would just say for you to be more intentional with manifesting it, praying over it, putting on a vision board, whatever. I mean, I literally on one of my vision boards had a picture of a man with dark hair and light eyes that I wanted to like him, my husband, to look like. So I'm like, I'm just saying, get really, really specific.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to your list of what you want. And then put yourself in situations like, I mean, it's hard because I was saying too, like finding friend groups, because you really want to meet somebody through mutual friends, because I you know, then they're already vetted and you don't have to worry about like them being a weirdo. I mean, relatively speaking. But getting, it's, I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's hard. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. It is hard.
Because even we went out to Manhattan Beach the other night. I was like, let's just go like out to dinner and we can maybe see some guys. That went so well.
I was like, see, do you get it now?
I don't know. I think too, like for LA women, I would say Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, and then like San Diego will have more like chill men. I don't know about the LA dudes here. Like
the LA dudes are scary.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
You guys are married now, and you had the iconic wedding in Italy that everyone and their mother loves to talk about, which it rightfully so was like the coolest wedding I've ever been to. I mean, the South Africa wedding was,
oh my God, that was amazing.
Cool in a different way. Like, they were both amazing.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about your Italian wedding, because I feel like a lot of people are now wanting to do a wedding outside of the country.
Yeah.
And what advice would you give to someone that wants to have a destination wedding?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely hire a planner that is local to the location that you want to get married in. So for me, having Marty, who is my wedding planner, be able to speak Italian fluently, because I do not, was crucial. Mm-hmm. I mean, I a lot of Italians don't speak English. Like, they know you're an American coming in, so they're going to up their prices no matter where you're getting married. And so it's nice to have a local to kind of like be a liaison and barter.
Totally.
Essentially. That was huge. I would say things that I would, that I did well, like the place where I got my dress, the veils ranged from 2 to like 5K, and I did not want to spend that on a veil that I knew I would wear for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So on Etsy, they had, I found this like beautiful veil, literally looks the same, and it was $175. So like,
amazing.
Another point of advice would be there are, you can do things in a lot more cost effective and affordable way. You don't have to splurge. Like, another place I like went way too overboard were my invitations. Like, I love them, they're stunning, but I could have done them at a more affordable cost.
What do you regret spending money on, and what was the best money you spent on?
Oh my God.
For your wedding.
What I regret spending a ton of money on were my invitations, but also the person that made them was not kind. So yeah. Like, vendors.
I remember that.
Dude, she was a freaking nightmare. I mean, genuinely, like, I'm sorry, but I mean, I love to put this out there because I'm not going to say who she was, but you can figure it out by going to my Instagram. But it's just like, she was awful to work with. Anyways, also, what else? I feel like that's really like the only thing. Transportation. This was a necessity. We had to have transportation to get people to the villa. But it was so expensive. And that was like such an, I didn't know how much it was going to be.
How much was transportation?
It was literally $20,000. I know. And I got the
bill. Wait, for one day?
So for the rehearsal dinner night, to take like the wedding party from the villa to the place.
Okay.
Then the wedding day to get the guests to and from the villa. And then the day after, 2 days after, when we went to the wine tour.
So 3 days. 20K.
3 days, but not 3 days. It was like 1 day for 6 hours and another 2 days for an hour and a half. Like, it was wild. And the main thing, and I actually like
20K had. 20K is insane.
It was insane. I had an issue with this because I had been trying to get my planner. I was like, how much is this going to be? And she was like, don't worry about it. Like, we'll figure it out later. And then this was like 2 months before, and we get this bill because a lot of the transportation places won't let you book until like last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just charge you out the ass. And so I was like sobbing. I was like, we don't have this. Like, I don't know how I'm going to pay for this, but I have to, because mm-hmm. I have to get my guests to the villa, because the roads in Italy are, to the villa, were so tiny, and like,
and there's not like Uber or
no,
like taxis,
oh,
where the villa is at all.
And they were on strike during the
taxis
wedding.
Were on strike, yeah.
So that was like the most chaotic thing ever. that was really hard, and those were huge costs. But what I don't regret spending money on, I mean, my, to be honest, like, my wedding was the best 2 weeks of my entire life. I am so sad it's over, and I wish I could relive it genuinely every day. I felt like I was on shrooms the whole wedding day.
It was like the best 2 weeks of my entire life. I'm not married.
I was like dead cold sober the entire wedding day, but I felt like I was floating in a cloud because I was just like, wow. And like a bunch of stuff went wrong. It started pouring raining before the ceremony, but like, you were, I didn't so care. Calm. I was like, this is beautiful. Like,
it was.
So... but the villa, like, was a huge cost, but I do not regret spending money on that. It was, like, it was built in the 1100s. It was, like, stunning. The food was unbelievable. They're Roland's. They're a catering company out of Florence. And so my wedding was in Florence. I don't know if we said that. It was incredible.
What's the catering company called?
Roland's.
Roland's?
Yeah.
I wonder, can we put links to some of the stuff in the episode description? Okay, so if you know
All my stuff.
If you know of anyone that is having a destination wedding, or if you're having a destination wedding specifically in Florence, we will link all the stuff below so we can do all the work for you.
And my veil. Like, I'll find the Etsy thing because the veil was so cheap. And
I an idiot for not knowing, like, a veil costs $2,000 to $5,000? Like, no, that
I didn't know.
No,
it's insane. I didn't
like,
know
even,
either.
Sorry, even $175 seems expensive. I'm like, why isn't this like $30?
Oh my God, I know. I don't know.
But
I mean,
like, for real, isn't it just like,
well, everything in the wedding industry is like upcharged by so much.
Isn't it just tool?
Yeah, no, it is. And my grandma, I was like, can you make it for me, grandma? Which she could have, but I was like, don't worry about it. Yeah, so I would say
the food.
And
what do you mean the villa? Like, for someone that's like, what the heck is she talking about?
Yeah.
What is the villa?
So we rented out the villa, and it was called
Villa Gambaria.
Oh my God, I'm like, what was the name of my venue? Yeah, Villa Gambaria. Via Gambaria. And so the...
which it was?
It was insane.
It is.
It is insane.
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 It's stunning.
Yeah. And we got
and
it for...
huge.
It's literally massive. It housed 48 people.
Uh-huh.
So our whole wedding party and their plus ones were able to stay there. And so that was like huge to me because I wanted everyone to be in the same place as much as possible.
For how many days?
For 3 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, like, to me... that was like a big chunk of the cost.
And that's where the wedding venue was as well.
So that's where...
so it's like hotel and wedding venue together.
And honestly, I'll just be straight up with like how much it was, because I know the industry, like in Texas and especially in California, venues can be 40... it was 40K for 3 days, but that housed everybody. That also included like the cost of the wedding day and like having the venue there. There are places in Texas and in California and in the States
that aren't pretty
that are that much for one day,
which is
so
insane.
I was like, okay, we can figure this out, whatever. And that, you know, and it was, you didn't have to do much to it because it was already stunning. So like,
you didn't have to do crazy floral arrangements to add.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I tell y'all, it was the most stunning wedding venue I've ever been to in my entire life.
Yeah.
And on top of it, it was so dang big.
Yeah.
That I'm not kidding you. Like, every hour of the wedding day was like it felt like you were in a new venue because there were so many different parts of the villa that we occupied for different reasons. Like, the dance party was in a whole different section.
Yeah.
It was like in a whole different, I don't even know how to describe it.
There was, I wanted everyone to experience like every single part of the villa.
Which
so,
I'm so glad you did do that. Because I feel like most people wouldn't.
Yeah. And it was, because it's so gorgeous. I was we have to party in like each spot.
You
and
utilized all of it.
And so, it was, and I wanted the day to flow too. Like, I shoot a lot of Jewish weddings, and those are so fun because they do, like, typical Southern weddings, Christian Southern weddings, you know, you get married and then you have cocktail hour and then you have like 2 hours of eating where there's no dancing and then you dance.
Uh-huh.
Jewish weddings are typically like, you have, which we combined, like Brian and I did like half Jewish, half like Christian traditional, whatever, but it was more spiritual. We just like wanted to be like, we both stomped on glass at the end and his mom said it was fine. And we're like, Mazel Tov, it was great. I was like, can I stomp on it too? Like, for feminist reasons, obviously. So we had, but like, you know, they have the ceremony, Jewish weddings do, cocktail hour, and then they do dancing, and then they do some speeches, and then they do more cocktail hour, and then they do dancing, and then they do dinner, and then they get back on the dance floor, and they do speeches, and they get back on the dance floor, and it's kind of like, on paper looks chaotic, but in person it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And so that's what I kind of like wanted the whole day to flow and feel like.
Lose a lot of energy.
Yeah. You do.
And like momentum by the, like with the dinner and the speeches and the going
and
on
eating
and on.
Food and drinking eating, and just sitting there. Like, it's not, I wanted it to be like a party. I wanted people to, and people did. They partied till 8 a.m. So.
It was literally the best. Yeah. It was literally the best planned cadence of a wedding I've been to.
Thank you. I spent so much time on that. So thank you. That means a lot.
It did. What? So what tips would you give someone for that?
for planning like how to do that.
Yeah, the cadence of the day.
Yeah, I would say kind of like what I just said, like you want it to feel like it's going to flow. Make sure that when people arrive, there's, if you can afford it, there's like some sort of water or a juice or cocktail or something to like have in their hands or to be like, you know, enjoying. Mm-hmm. Then they can sit at the ceremony and have a cocktail while they're watching the ceremony, which is like lovely. And then, you know, for like even for the getting ready, like I was with Brian like pretty much all day. I mean, there was even points where I was literally like almost done with my makeup and he was like, "Hey, babe, how you doing?" And they were like, "Get out." But like, I didn't really care. My biggest advice for any couple getting married is to spend as much time together as you possibly can, because the day is going to go by so incredibly fast. And you're going to look back and be like if you didn't see them till 6 p.m., it's like I spent all this money and I didn't get to spend it with my husband on the main part of the day or my partner. And so that's my biggest advice is like make it, and also make it so unique and true to you, who you are as a couple. Mm-hmm. Like do not let go of any tradition that you don't care about. You know what I mean? Like if you like tradition, great. But if you don't give a shit about the bouquet toss, then get rid of the bouquet. I didn't do a bouquet toss. Yeah. I don't give a shit about a bouquet toss.
Ugh, I hate bouquet tosses.
I also hate garter tosses. Except for a wedding I shot where Tank gave Zena a full-blown lap dance, and that was amazing. You know what I mean? That's like a different vibe.
That's iconic.
It was iconic. Yeah. But, you know, all the traditional things that you don't care about, just make it true to who you are, because it makes it more fun for the guests because they know who you are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's just more unique. Yeah. And just relax. Like, just have so much fun. Like, there's things that are going to go wrong because it's a wedding. Like, mm-hmm. it's not going to be perfect, but it will be perfect if you just let go of any expectation and just try to be present with the people that love you and you're only going to have this day where all these people that you love together are in the same place. Mm-hmm. So just like be present, focus on the person that you love, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there anything else that you are so glad you spent money on for your wedding?
My dresses.
I loved your outfit change.
I really loved my second dress. It was like a lot easier to like move in. My main dress fit me really well before I left for the wedding. And then I got to Italy and somehow lost weight, which I'm like, the fuck? Like I've been eating pasta. Like I was intentionally trying not to lose weight before the wedding because I wanted the dress to be tight.
Uh-huh.
So it fit me a little loose on the day of, which like kind of bothered me. But it was a Monique Lhuillier and it was stunning.
Oh my God, I would never know that it didn't fit you well.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Okay, great. Because I look back at photos and I'm like,
I didn't even know that.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Well, my second dress was a Milanova, and that brand is like so underrated. I love that brand.
That was like my favorite dress I've ever seen.
I was like, I wanted to wear that for the full wedding, but I wanted something more grand.
Yeah.
Like, that's very me too. But the second dress was more my personality. Like,
totally.
It had the choker and like my tits were popping, and yeah. I was like, let's get it. You know what I mean?
It just was more like sexy. Yeah, and it was like, very sexy. It was more nighttime. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I do wish we got more photos in. I don't regret spending money on a videographer and my photographer.
Oh my God, the videographer?
Dude, so good.
We'll link his thing.
It's Peppa Films, but like my 5-minute film they created for me, they could have not made something that felt, they encapsulated everything that Brian and I felt that day, and I think the guests as well,
yeah.
And put it into a 5-minute film. I mean, we were sobbing when we first saw it. I was like, they're so talented and so creative. So Peppa Films are out of Poland. Also, Brian's Polish, so it was like an heir to,
they
owe to that.
Basically, like, explain to the viewers what your wedding video was like, because it was not traditional at all.
It seemed like season 3 of White Lotus.
It seemed like a trailer to a really exciting,
the
like,
first song is like, you know that I'm ballin', moving through sip when I walk to the party, styling, and it's like quick cuts,
but
they
filmed like the whole day.
Before,
and they even filmed some of the rehearsal.
Yeah, they had everything. They had like a lot of voiceover stuff. A lot of like, it was very docu-style, very quick cuts.
Loved it.
Fun music.
It felt like the most elevated version of a vlog.
Yes.
Like
think
about the best like vacation vlog you've ever seen, but like on X Games mode, professional.
Yes. Yeah, it was incredible. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was
amazing. They're so talented.
What were some of your favorite moments from your wedding day?
Oh, my favorite moment was when it was raining and we were all standing. So like there was this huge foyer area that opens up to where we had cocktail hour, and it started an hour and a half before the ceremony started. I'm talking torrential downpour. Like, you know, it was raining so intensely, but there are these huge wrought iron doors from like, you know, this villa. Like
the fort or the 1400s. 1200s, yeah.
Really old. And they were huge, like 30 feet tall and opened wide, like fully open. And Margaret, one of my bridesmaids, put on this classical music playlist. And I mean, I'm everyone was like crying because it was just the rain's coming down. You can hear it. She's playing this beautiful classical
music.
You
guys were taking photos.
We're taking photos. We're hanging out. Like, and it was just, that was the most peaceful, calming moment from the day. And then I would say my second favorite, you know, the ceremony was really special to me. In my mind, like, it was, the birds were like going, chirping like crazy because it had just stopped raining. And so they were like, literally it stopped raining and 20 minutes later, the ceremony started.
It was like,
and the sun came out.
A movie.
It was literally like, I felt like I was in a dream. And so these birds are, and we say I do, and the birds went crazy. I mean, it was nuts. And like that one video that the friend got from the window where like we're walking
yes,
and the
I
birds are
that.
Going crazy.
I love that video.
Oh my God. Like it was just, that yeah. also is what it felt like to me. Like I love that video because that's how it felt to me.
Uh-huh.
Experiencing it. And then the
what are your
dance
thoughts?
Party, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. What are your thoughts on people filming during your ceremony or like during the wedding? Like,
people
having
iPhone
footage.
I'm so glad you asked this because I used to be so anti, like no phones. I love that all of my friends had their phones out videoing because some of my favorite moments and videos are from people's iPhones.
Yeah.
And so what we did was we just created like a massive shared album with like all 150 guests and everyone.
Everyone was adding their best like.
The amount of content that I have like just from everybody else's phone mm-hmm. and to be able to remember all the memories throughout the day was so special to me and to
Brian. And see
Brian.
The different angles and perspectives.
Yes. And like, so I highly recommend. I did not give a, I'm so glad that
you
I.
You were like, no, please film.
I was like, please film, do whatever you want. Like I didn't care. Honestly, by the time the wedding came around and we arrived in Italy, I did not give a flying fuck about anything. I
yeah,
was like, whatever, like whatever happens, I don't care. Let's just go party.
But I think that's a big thing. Like a lot of people are like, you know, no phone ceremony, yeah. which I understand and I will always respect.
Yeah.
But you used to be so anti-phone which...
Because as a photographer, it's annoying. It is annoying sometimes where they're, you know...
So true.
You have... Everyone has their phone. But at the same time, if you really think about it, like... In 50 years from now, it's going to be kind of cool. Like, everyone's... It's like, what was happening in that moment? This iPhone's going to be so outdated. In 50 years from now, who even knows what it's going to be like?
Wait, so that's so true.
It's kind of like an... It's like very docu-style. Like, I don't really care. I don't care at all anymore.
It's also like... This is like so Gen Z of me, but like, why is it so kind of cute of like someone wanting to capture your wedding?
Yeah.
Like... I'm thinking of like an old like grandpa like being like
yeah
or whatever like it's cute they want it.
Just make sure you're not blocking the photographer or the videographer and then you're good to go.
Yeah. It's like, not like they're like scrolling on Instagram or TikTok during your ceremony. Like that would be rude.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it is kind of endearing someone being like trying to get a good photo of you guys.
And again, that was like that all that meant so much to me and Brian and it was some of the best videos and clips like I have every memory documented from the weekend because everyone was taking videos the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
And the cool part about just like our friend group is everyone has like a really good eye.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's like everyone's like videos were
everyone's
so good.
Everyone's creative as hell.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
everyone like had their own little vlog, their own little reels, their TikToks, whatever.
Yeah, it was.
Which was really.
It was. Yeah, it was just like the best time of my entire life.
I know. Same.
Same. We'll do it again.
Yeah.
When I can recover financially from this one, we'll do another.
Well, my wedding.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
We'll probably be in Italy, hopefully.
Perfect. Hopefully. Seriously, if you don't do it in Italy, I'm going to be like really
no,
sad.
I will.
Okay,
I will probably definitely somewhere in Europe.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You
for
could
sure.
do it. I mean, there's so many places. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But like, you know, we're going to – he's out there. Your husband is out there. He's going to be listening to this podcast at some point.
What type of guy do you see me with?
Honestly, like a very tall, like – buff, big guy, like Teddly Cuddy Bear, who's like, what did I just say?
Teddly
Cuddy Bear. I said Teddly Cuddy Bear.
Teddly Cuddy Bear.
I can't speak. Cuddly Teddy Bear, who's like really kind, funny, and fun to be around. Like, that's
Thank
what
you.
I see. What do you see? I can't see. I cannot picture you with somebody like shy and like quiet.
No.
I would literally, you would be so bored.
Yeah, I would be.
And somebody who's a go-getter because that's very much your personality. You work really fucking hard and you could never be married to somebody that did not also work their ass off.
Yeah, like
you, would,
the ick.
You would have the ick in 2 seconds. So yeah, if
That's
you're
just
out
not attractive.
There, you guys.
Call me.
Yeah, call her or call me and I'll set it up. Like,
yeah.
I need one successful romance.
Haley is one of my favorite friends when it comes to setting me up with someone because you are like, ride or die. Like, you'll do the most to try and set me up
always,
with someone,
always.
Which I appreciate because people out here are gatekeeping their hot single friends. And I'm like,
why?
What? For
why?
What? Like,
for
that's
what?
Weird that you're married and you're gatekeeping your hot single friends.
That is weird. Yeah.
I'm like, do you want to fuck them?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. They maybe do.
Weird.
They probably
like,
do. We're in LA. So.
I'm like, I'm literally single complaining to you about how I'm single. Like, set me up if you know someone.
I know.
You know?
I know. I was really hoping something would happen at the wedding, but it's just like, there wasn't. It was a failure.
Yeah. Well, so we've traveled together a ton.
Yes. Are we getting into Africa?
Yeah. We've traveled together a ton. Some of our bigger trips were Greece.
Yes.
And then Italy. Yes. And then probably our biggest trip was South Africa.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
We were there for a wedding, our other really good friend, yes, Penny, her wedding, and it was a two-week adventure, yes, in South Africa.
It was a dream. It was also amazing. And these, like, weddings happened in the same year, so it was crazy.
Like, people were like, TK, who are your friends? Like, literally. Well, so I went broke the year of 2023, same, going to my friend's wedding.
Also, same. Sarah's, like, from, our friend's from Zimbabwe, mm-hmm, so that's why she had her wedding there. But, yeah, that trip was... literally hilarious.
The trip of a lifetime.
Trip of a lifetime and just hilarious.
I have a whole podcast with Ashley, our other friend who went to it.
Yeah.
I have a whole other podcast on that. We'll link it down below.
Yeah.
But I want to talk a little bit about our trip because, speaking of dating, it was really funny.
Yes. Oh, it was? Was it funny? Why was it funny for you, TK? So crazy.
Well, y'all were trying to set me up with someone on the trip.
I know. And I regret it, honestly. Keep in mind.
Really? I don't.
Well, I do. Because it was a failure. And now, like, knowing this person, I'm like, why? So basically, there was, like, somebody on the trip. And again, I'm like, if I meet somebody and they're single and I think they're cute and good looking and TK, I'm like, and TK is interested, I'm like, all right, we're going to make this happen.
No, and you and honestly, and more Brian. So Brian was
Brian's
like,
also,
he was like this guy.
He's also a girl's girl.
Like, yeah, he's such a, like, girl's girl. And he like knows what I, he was like, no, you guys would be good match.
Yeah. And so basically... like, we're setting them up in South Africa. It's, like, going great.
Another guy that was there for the wedding.
Right. This is not my wedding. This is a South Africa wedding. And it was going great. And, the trip itself was hilarious because, like, the wedding, everything went great to the wedding. And then after the wedding, we all went on this buddy moon.
Which was a safari.
And it was stunning. We were staying at Kampama Resort.
Kampama.
And it's, like, you know, it's in Hoedspruit. Yeah. And basically you have these safaris every morning at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and then you have one in the evening. And so it's like she's meeting this guy and it's like so dreamy.
Like
it
felt like I was on The Bachelor because we were like, like, we're going to take a plane here and then we're going to go on safari and then we're going to eat this like all-inclusive meal and then we're going to go to this insane pool. Like it literally felt like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like I was going on Bachelor Days. Yes. And remember it was Valentine's Day, so they were handing out roses. I was like, I'm literally on The Bachelor.
It was
Falling in love with South Africa.
I forgot it was Valentine's Day. Yeah. It was just set up to like be a success.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this should have been totally great. And it was for a while. And then it wasn't.
The funny part about it being so romantic is that some of the trip really wasn't romantic due to traveler's diarrhea.
Well, you can call it that, but it was literally parasites. And
well, yours was.
I mean, but like people were on. And when I say there was what, like maybe 55 people total.
Yeah, at least.
And only like five didn't get sick. And
me
when
included.
I say, her, which is so annoying. I was like, oh, no. And thank God the bride and groom didn't get sick. Sarah, sorry for talking about this again. But literally,
we were dropping like flies.
And thank God there was doctors on the trip. So people had like steroids, Z-packs, things like that.
I brought a Z-pack.
You brought a Z-pack.
And I gave it to
Ashley. One of the doctors had a few steroids. And so Brian got sick before me and he took a steroid. He was fine within a day. But we basically were all on safari and like people started like, you know, being like, not because no one at this point was comfortable to saying like, hey, I'm going to shit myself. And so.
No, like when I tell you guys, like, I have never been more comfortable with potty talk in my life.
Yeah.
Since that, like that trip changed my perspective on potty talk. If someone's like, listen, I'm going to shit myself. I'm like, Slay, like, I'll help you find a bathroom. Like, I get it. Like,
and she did help me find a bathroom. We'll get to that in a second. But yeah, so like literally everyone's dropping like flies. I come into the room one night and Brian had like, he was like, I'm just tired. You know, I'm going to go back. And I come in. He's like shivering like in the bathtub. He's so unwell. And I'm like, fuck, like I really hope I get sick. He takes the last steroid that they have on the trip. So the next day he's fine. Then I wake up absolutely dead. We did have some overlap because this story matters. I go back to the room and y'all, everyone's seen Bridesmaids. There was a point. Brian's going to literally kill me for saying all this. I'm talking about his dick. I'm talking about diarrhea. We go into the room. We come back from safari. And I'm like, he's like unwell on the toilet. And I'm like, move. Like, I've got to go. Keep in mind, these rooms are like so beautiful. They like, but everything's
glass. They're so modern and chic. So like everything is like glass and you can hear everything. Like
and if see I go everything.
Pee, yeah. If I go pee, like you can hear it and see it.
Like it's
like,
just,
it's just so... very like, it's not. Why was everything in South Africa like that?
Like just like
no sense of privacy, literally at all.
Literally
not. So like, even if you were to go and like toot, you would be able to hear it like loudly.
Yeah.
Also, everything's glass and hard, so like it was just echoing.
Yeah.
And the fact that people were like having insane.
No, like it was so bad. And so I'm like, no, like you, and he's like, I can't. So like, I literally was like going in the shower. Like I, there was no option, you guys. Like it was so bad. So I like
everyone
have a
was
day.
Shitting themselves.
Yeah, I have a day where I'm like actually ill, have a fever. The next day I'm like, I don't have a fever anymore, but everyone's sick at this point. Literally everyone's sick. Mm-hmm. And so, but I'm like, I gotta go on safari. Like I'm not gonna miss. I have too much FOMO.
Like, and it was like a known, if someone said like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom, it was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like we, there, that means
they're gonna
like 911. Yeah,
yeah,
they're gonna shit themselves. Like that doesn't mean like, oh, I've gotta go pee really quick.
Yeah.
That means like I'm going to shit myself.
Yes. So we literally go, her and I are like in the same safari
group.
And we get to this like one area and I'm like, we have to have wine. We're supposed to like have wine and like make it whatever. I am dying. Like this is just day two of my sickness and I'm like sweating. But I decided that day that it would be a smart idea to wear a Aritzia one piece bodysuit without snaps at the bottom. So, like, to take it off, you have to get fully fucking naked. And I'm like, TK, you got to go with me. And she's like, on it. She grabs toilet paper. Like, we're like, she's like filming, you know what
I mean?
I'm
like filming us. We're walking in the middle of the
jungle.
Yeah.
Or not jungle, but yeah.
We're like in the wild with all these animals, like literally
lions,
zebras,
elephants.
Yeah. Elephants,
hyenas,
giraffes. Yeah. Like
hippos. Okay. Deadly animals.
Everything. Yeah. And we are walking to get away from the group so that Haley can literally shit herself
and get naked. I have to get fully nude
on safari.
I have to get fully fucking nude. So I'm out there
and I'm like carrying her tissues for her to wipe her butt.
Yeah, no, but I was like, TK, like what if something eats me? I'm like, you know, in parent trap, I'm like hitting the sticks. And she's like, bitch, I don't think anything is gonna eat you out as you're like shitting yourself. Like I think they're gonna stay away. And I'm like, y'all, I have a video of this. She took a video of this, so we'll include it here. Just like block out everything, but literally butt ass naked. You know, made it happen. It all went well. And then we get back to the car and basically I get home and I find out that I have like three different types of parasites, E. coli. Like I was so ill and I don't know. I'm sure other people got tested for stuff when they got back. Just probably didn't talk about it in the group text. But like if I had parasites and E. coli.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I'm sure everybody else did as well. So I don't know what we were dealing with, but it was fucking wild in every way, shape, and form.
Yeah, it was just a known thing. And, like, the funny part about it is, like, I was supposed to be having this, like...
romantic time.
Yeah, romantic, fun, sexy, you know, thing going on. And I thought it was that. And then one night, I remember being like, huh, that's weird. Like, he wants to go
Oh, my God, I forgot
to...
about this. Yeah. I literally forgot about this.
I just remember one night, like, you know, we were really hitting it off. Like, I was catching a vibe. I felt like he was catching a vibe. And I was like, that's really weird. He just, like, kind of wants to go to bed. He doesn't want to hang out more. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And the next day, like, nothing happened. I just, like, went to bed or whatever. And the next day, I was like, Haley, this is so weird.
She, like comes in my room in the morning. Yeah.
And Haley's, like, unwell. And I was like, listen, what's going on with this guy? Like, I don't think he's into me. Like, that's so weird. We were just, like, having such a good time.
Yeah.
And then he, like, needed to dip out and, like, wanted nothing to do with me. Like, this is what I'm telling myself as a girl.
Right.
And lo and behold.
Yeah, he was shitty. He had to shit himself.
It was because he had to shit.
So, yeah, I mean. And so you can,
so
can
the
imagine.
Guy's not into you.
Can you imagine, like, making out with somebody and then you feel it coming and you're like, I gotta go.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? And you just met them. Like, keep in mind, Brian and I were married. No, we weren't married, but like basically at this point, and like that trip, we got so close because we had obviously never seen each other shit in front of each other, like on that level. Okay. And there was always some level of like hide it from the other person.
Yeah, of course.
You can't on this. And so I can't imagine like having just met somebody, you're like really into them making out, and then you feel diarrhea coming on, and you're like,
all of a sudden, it's like, gotta go.
No, didn't he tell you to leave?
Yeah, he told me to leave. And I was like, what the hell? Like, he's just not into me.
Rude.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Like,
that?
He's not into me. Like, I, of course, me thinking it's like a me thing.
Right.
What? So just so you know, like, you know, if a guy just doesn't seem into you, he might just have diarrhea.
Yeah, or IBS, like, or both. I mean, you never know.
Hot guys have stomach problems too.
They do.
Yeah.
And that...
But yeah, it was literally like the funniest time ever. Like, that was just like, it would have been too perfect if people weren't shitting themselves.
I know. And it's such a good story. And like, I just feel, God, it was just so, man, good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
But you don't like him anymore.
No, I don't like him anymore. I think that he's a total weirdo.
He is.
And I'm sure he's watching this, and I don't care. I think he treated you like donkey. What words am I saying today? Dookie, whatever the fuck.
He's really weird.
He's just weird. And like, and also just, I don't know, like we, fuck, this is why I don't like him. This is, I mean, besides that too, but then this just really sent me over the fucking edge. So I invite him, Brian and I invite him to our wedding. They were kind of friends, but not super close. But we were like, let's invite him. TK likes him. Like, it could be a whole love affair in Italy. They
y'all
could fall
were really
in love.
Nice about that.
And I was like, really? And we had, keep in mind, like, we had not invited a bunch of other people who were, like, close to us, but we invited this motherfucker. Okay, so the whole wedding, like, he just does some really, really, should we talk about the weird things? Or, like, I was just going to talk about his mean comment about me, but I could also get into...
He was just doing weird-ass shit to
me. Weird-ass shit. Like,
saying weird shit to me.
Yeah, that's just, like, so many red flags, like, beyond red. It's like a black flag. Like, you're just, like, dead.
I would, like, say, I didn't want to, like, bother Haley, because you and Brian, like, really helped set it up.
Yeah.
With other people.
Yeah.
But, like, I, you know, she had been my girl beforehand, being like, okay, he did this, and, you know, I would, like, update her on things.
Yeah.
But it was her wedding, so I didn't want to bother the hell out of her. But I would tell you things here and there, and you were like, that's weird. So.
Yeah. Because he was, like, one of those that was, like, love bomb-y, doing all these things, and then, like, ghost. And then he'd be like, love. It's just like, bye.
Yeah.
So then, but when really, when I was like, we're fucking done, was the day after our wine tour at our wedding.
Yeah.
We all came back and I chopped my hair because, like, I always keep my hair pretty short. But before the wedding, I tried to grow it out.
Because you have the best hair in the world. Like, the best. I love her short hair. It's literally the signature Haley Ringo Price.
Thank you. I know you've only known me with short hair. But yeah. I had long hair for, like, my whole life. But yeah. Anyways, so
you've had your hair short though for years and years and
years. No, like literally 7 years.
Yeah.
So I, and this guy does not know me very well, obviously, but basically we come back from the wine tour. I have one of my bridesmaids chop my hair, and I go upstairs to, like, go out and be with everybody.
Where we were.
Where
and I was,
they were standing. And
I was with him and, like, a bunch of other people that were at the wedding.
Yeah.
And Haley comes down, like, literally just got married. The only reason we're in Italy together, especially him.
Yeah.
Is because she's getting married and invited him or whatever. So she comes down. She's, like, flipping around her hair. And we're like, oh, my God, it looks so good. Because it did. And you know what? Even if it looked horrible, like shit,
it's like, just like,
she's the bride. Like, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, it looks amazing. Yeah. Even if it looks like shit, which it didn't. So he, like, turns to the group of people I'm with, which, by the way, is literally like the groom's sister,
my sister-in-law,
family friends, like my friends, like, and says the most repulsive, embarrassing thing, like, for me too. Like, I was like, what the? Because technically he was, like, with me.
Yeah.
Like, everyone associated us together. Yeah. Haley comes down, she's like, and we're like, oh my God, you know, she looks so amazing. She's flipping her hair, and he goes, I don't know why girls think it's a good idea to, like, cut their hair like that. Like, by the way, like, no one ever cut their hair like that. Guys don't like it. That's what he says. When I tell
it's like
you,
moment of silence for the.
He goes, guys don't like it when girls cut their hair like that. Never cut it short. Like, AKA, Haley looks like shit. I don't know why she thinks she should. Cut
and this,
her hair like that.
Yeah. Also, literally, just like the audacity for this motherfucker to say that at my wedding.
I
about
literally
me
go,
in front of my best friends and my sister-in-law. Like, what fucking idiot brain.
All the women are like.
Yeah. I mean, and all my friends are like such girls. They're like, bitch, what did you just say?
I go, in what world did you think she or any woman would consider you when doing anything to their look? Like, literally, I say that.
Yes.
And he was like,
Idiot.
I literally was like, I can't wait to tell Haley this.
I know.
And this was the final straw after he had done some weird ass shit beforehand.
And he had done it, like, that says he had done even weirder stuff than that. So like, this was just, I was like, if you're gonna talk shit about
he's
me
so
in front
dumb.
Of my just like not there mentally. Anyways, so yeah, he's done with. But I just, like, that was crazy. And one day we're gonna find you such a solid man. Margaret did say that he is, you know, maybe your man is just currently
Dating someone,
so it's just not the right time, but, you know, he's out there.
Yeah, but all of that to say is pay attention to what someone you're dating or, like, seeing. Pay attention to how they treat other women, especially your friends.
Yes.
Because it's a reflection on how they'll treat you.
Yes, and also just their character. Like, it's so crazy to me.
Even if a guy friend that I wasn't affiliated with at all, any guy, if any guy said that and you came down, I would be like, "What? Who the hell do you think you are?"
Yeah.
It's so unattractive and rude.
I know.
And, like, out of...
Out of pocket.
Yeah, what'd you think? Like, I'm not going to tell you?
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Come on, dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, also, too, like, Brian loves my fucking hair short, so I'm like... Who cares?
Oh, I was like, LOL at you not knowing this is literally Haley's normal haircut.
Yeah, that's how little I knew this guy.
Yeah.
And like, we invited him out of the kindness of our hearts. And
one of the girls was like, oh, thank God I just got my haircut before this trip.
The best man's wife was
yeah,
like,
literally.
Thank God I just cut my hair before this trip, you asshole. Like,
yeah.
Just like, yeah, he has no business in your life.
He's weird as hell.
He's
but,
super
yeah.
weird.
Yeah. Anyway, that was like the final straw. With him.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can't. But that was the deal breaker officially. But all of that to say is Haley has the best dating advice.
I feel like we've covered so many topics and so many good things.
Switching gears. One thing that I wanted to hit on this podcast is one of my favorite nights I've ever had in my entire life, which was your bachelorette.
Yeah.
See, like, I'm so sad that you're married now because, like, now we don't have to go through all these things because I, as a guest, was just enjoying it all so much.
Well, I'm like, we could do it again and just pretend like I'm not married for, like, a weekend.
True.
And be like, it's her bachelorette again.
I guess we have my bachelorette to look
yeah,
forward to
honestly.
Eventually.
And yours is going to be wild. And
it will be wild.
So
I like what you did where you invited people other than bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah. We just have such a good group of girls mm-hmm. and I wanted everybody's personalities there. And I just, like, and it was just... That was the second best weekend of my entire life. But the night I know you're going to reference is when we all dressed up like men, which was, this was, well, our type, I should say. We dressed up as our
yeah.
type. And this was the second best night of my entire life.
When I tell you I have never laughed harder in my entire life than when we were all dressed up. How many people were invited to your bachelorette?
24.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, it was, but it worked.
Did you think that was too many?
No.
No?
The more the merrier.
What was your thought process?
I mean, it was stressful, I feel like, planning the rooms and stuff, kind of, but, like, not really.
What was your thought process when it came to inviting people, like, who weren't in your bridal party to your bachelorette? Because, like, I wasn't in your bridal party, but
yeah.
I was invited to your bachelorette.
I feel like, well, because I wanted to have 24 bridesmaids, but I couldn't. And Brian was only going to have, like, 10 groomsmen max. So I basically, I feel like a lot of my friends are all, like, equal, like, on mm-hmm. equal level. And so... It was actually really hard to narrow down the bridesmaids list. And I just really wanted everybody that I'm friends with to be with me. And I wanted to celebrate with them. So that mm-hmm. was really it. It was like, who do I love that I want to celebrate with that I know is going to have fun? And that's who I invited. So it was just because I couldn't make everybody a bridesmaid. Having 24 bridesmaids would have been fucking crazy.
Yeah. You had your bachelorette in Vegas.
Yeah, baby.
What were your favorite things we did in Vegas?
I mean, dressing up as our type was like we were staying at the Wynn. That was the best night. We went to a Magic Mike show, which was the funniest shit ever.
Ever dressed up as a man.
Because we were dressed up as dudes. Yeah.
When we dressed up as men, we were the most bro-y guys
yes.
like you could imagine. Like we were like practicing our golf swings
yeah.
in the Wynn lobby. Like we were like chugging beers. We were going up and like chest bumping other
yes,
men.
You were.
Yes, I was.
That was hilarious. we were like, what up? Like just like what a motherfucker.
Like
it was
being
just...
the most bro-y obnoxious, like almost like frat bro.
Yeah. Which was funny that we went to that character. Like
yeah.
it was like we couldn't just be normal dudes. We had to be like the really like out
we
there.
We went all out.
We went all out and like I feel like that's our friend group's personality type is like you just commit to the bit.
And what was so funny is like everyone had such a different type.
Yeah. Oh my
like,
God.
So there were like, you know, construction worker yes. looking dudes. Like you dressed up as Brian. So he was like
I dressed up as DIY Brian.
Yeah.
So I had on his tool belt, his mustache,
yeah.
aviator's hat, his like work boots and like jean jorts.
I dressed up as like a finance bro. So
yes.
I had like slacks on, I had like a Patagonia jacket, I had like an aloe hat
yeah.
and like a stash, and I had like a sock in my pants.
Yeah.
I went super hard that way, and like other friends had like they really like guys with tattoos, so they had like full sleeves,
yes, tatted cigs. Like we had
our other friend dressed up as like a skater dude, like
and
a ski bum.
One of our friends dressed up as like a. These are not my words. TK just said like one of the comments said she like Judge Judy, but
her type is very like
theater,
metro theater yeah,
guy,
yeah.
And so she fully committed. It was. Absolutely hysterical. One of our friends dressed up like Justin Bieber, like with
yeah,
a purple.
The purple
with
and
his,
the
like,
white.
Yeah, with his
which was
microphone.
So funny.
I mean, it was, we had a limousine that took us and like we were dancing like crazy.
And
in
there
limousine.
Were 24 of us
all
like dressed up as men.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you, I've never gotten more attention from men.
No, me either.
Dressed up as a man.
They loved it.
People were coming up to us, like grown men, like
yes.
hot guys were asking for photos with us.
Yes, yes, yes. With their wives. They
yeah.
were like, can we get, like, it was. That was literally the second best night of my entire life.
Us dressing up as men was
yeah.
the funniest thing ever. And we fully not only dressed up, but we acquired their entire personality.
Yeah, yeah. I lost my voice for, I'm not kidding, a week. I had no voice for a week after my bachelor party.
And all of the content we made about it went viral.
Went viral because, and guys, if I, any, another piece of advice, do this. Like, if you are girls and you want to go out, dress up as your fucking type. It is the funnest thing you will ever do.
I've never felt more comfortable physically and non-physically, like, as a woman in Vegas.
It felt very normal for me to be a man. Like, I literally was like, I can embody this.
No heels, no tight dress.
Yeah, I was like, this is amazing.
Like, not being catcalled.
Yeah,
amazing.
What? Yeah. Feeling safe?
Yeah, feeling safe.
This is crazy.
Feeling like I could run. Just in case.
Had a hammer with, I literally had a hammer on my tool belt, which is
iconic.
Like, technically a weapon.
Yeah.
And they still let me in to everywhere, which is crazy. We were literally popping Budweisers in the middle of the Wynn Hotel.
It.
In the middle of the Wynn casino.
Yeah.
And the people that worked there thought it was hilarious. No one cared.
Oh, yeah. They
like,
loved
we tagged
it.
Them in these videos and they were like, oh.
Yeah.
Like,
it was the best night ever.
Yeah,
we were
really
cracking up.
Really.
And the best part was, is we were meeting like all of the people that were going to the Bachelorette. Meeting for the first time.
Yeah.
So like I didn't even know what they looked like as a girl. Like
yeah.
Once I saw their
oh, yeah.
Instagram, I was like, oh my God, they're so pretty. But like we were all dressed up. Like we were committed.
Yeah.
Everyone had full beards.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was like,
how did you come up with the idea to dress up as men?
I'm trying to remember like if my friend I feel like my friend Taylor sent me something or told me something. I feel like I'm gonna get this wrong. But I honestly don't know. Like I don't know if I had seen something where they had done something similar and I was like, okay, let's maybe do it this way. Or if she told, I don't know.
Honestly, I had no idea it was going to be that fun or that funny. Like, I was kind of like, oh, this is a weird theme for a bachelorette, like at first.
Yeah.
But then when we did it, I was like, this is the best bachelorette theme I've ever been a part of.
Because we had our nights where the night before that we went out and like we're so sexy and cute in Vegas or whatever. And so I was like, we need something because I'm very like, off the cuff, I just wanted to do something wild. Like I wanted to do something that wasn't like normal to a bachelorette party, and it was such a fucking hit. Like,
yeah,
and I just highly recommend.
I'm not kidding you. Like people to this day will ask me about it. They'll be like, "Who was your friend that did that like bachelorette theme? Like I want to do that." And you should.
You absolutely.
I will be
should.
Doing it.
Please invite me.
And it's even funnier, I would say, like in a big city like that where you're going out. Like if you went out on Broadway in Nashville doing that, like,
oh my God,
do somewhere like us going to the Magic Mike show was so funny because they would like pull people up on stage that looked like dudes.
Yes.
And they were like lap dancing.
Yes.
It was so good.
Yes, it was amazing. That was so fun.
But
oh my God.
Anyway, Haley, it has been an absolute treat having you here today.
I loved being on. Thank you for having me, baby.
I am so excited for you and Brian to be moving soon.
Yes, I'll be back here part-time. I can't wait to hang with you more.
Which will be so fun. Where can everyone follow you?
Haley Ringo Price. Easy.
Amazing. And you guys, I think she's going to eventually be dropping the print.
Oh, yes.
The lion.
I am.
That's
I will.
In from our trip to Africa, the photo she took, that's in my house and it's blown up.
Yep.
So definitely follow her so you can keep up with that
and
you don't miss when she releases them.
Yep. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. We're going to be, I'll do a few prints from that trip that I'll release. But
you absolutely should. And probably your Italy too.
Yeah. And probably Italy too.
Yeah. Which is awesome. Anyway, you can follow her there. And where can they buy your presets?
You can buy my presets at HaleyRinRingo.com/presets. But honestly, if you just go to my Instagram bio,
everything
is linked there. Yeah. And they're the easiest presets in the world. So you know that.
But, so easy.
Yeah.
They will make your photos look.
They're really easy. I made them like super user friendly. So you just really one click
and they're
you're
not
done.
Like chuggy, like bright.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah.
No. Chuggy. That is just the worst word.
They're not that at all. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in and be sure to make someone else's day this week. Love you guys so much.
Bye. Bye. Love y'all. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.